Kala Yerushalmi corresponding to Tamura Bavli Daf Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph on the third line, Tani Amrav Yudha. Tani Amrav Yudha, Mepnei Ma Amru Balabayis Echem Me'esim Ba'arbo, Menachtem Echem Ma'aboim Vishmoine. The Bison teaches from Rabbi Yehuda, why do they say that a private owner separates one part in 24 and a baker one part in 48? And it should say, Sha'anachtem Eino Roa Be'isase or Balabayis Yofer Be'isase. The answer, the first answer comes from Rabbi Yehuda, that a baker is stingy about the need to give away part of his dough, and a balabayis is generous with his dough. The second answer comes from the Chachom, it's not due to that, but rather, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Yudches Pasuk Chaches, and you shall give from it a tumah of Hashem to Aaron the Kohen. Do so in a way they will give to the Kohen in his kahuna a proper gift. Rather, it's because a baker's dough is big and there's a proper gift to a Kohen, even if it's only one part in 48, where the balabais's dough is small and there's not a proper gift to be able to give to a Kohen if it would have been one part in 48. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah that if one makes a dough for himself or makes for his son's wedding, the shear is one part in 24, and surely the dough for his son's wedding is a large quantity. The answer is no, we shouldn't distinguish in the dough of a private owner, it's always going to be one part in 24, even when it's large. We ask again for the Mishnah, and similarly, also a woman who makes to sell in the market, she is one part in 48. And I guess it should be here, Shloi Tachlik B'Isalim Kovashuk, we shouldn't distinguish in the dough that will be sold in the market. And then we add these words as well, Nichel Rabbonon, the Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, this is fine for the Chachom, who say that the Shurim are in order that the Kohen will get a proper gift. The contrary of Yehuda, who says that the Shurim are due to people's stinginess and generosity, how can we answer? B'Shar Shi Yoisel Abesa, Eina, you should say Yofa B'Isasa, the answer is, when she makes for her home, she's generous, but when she makes to sell in the market, she's stingy. I'm a Rebbe, Masnisa, Bilimodis Lios, Mafreshis Echad, I should say, Me'esim Varbo, Ava Bilimodis Lios, Mafreshis Echad, I should say, Me'aboy Mushmoine, Nisni Kadesh Lehe, Achreite Niska. Rebbe says that our Mishnah that says if it became Tamei, B'shoigig or ba'ones, inadvertently or accidentally, it's one part in 48, and if it's b'meidin intentionally, it's one part in 24. It discusses one who normally separates one part in 24. However, if she normally separates one part in 48, would it teach less the sinner profit? Even b'meidin intentionally, there's no reason for her to separate more than one part in 48.